The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle,
and a four-wheel drive. This is your country boy here on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. We were right in the middle of, we interrupted Mike there in Kentucky. Mike, continue your commentary, please.
I was hearkening back to your comments earlier about the rhinos, you know, that seem to be not really in support of Trump, but more, even, you know, more in support of the Democratic Party than they are Trump. And I think that's part of the problem that Trump brings up, is this establishment swamp, and the way things are, they don't want to change it. You know, it's working for them. It's working. And, you know, we've seen this over and over again. I mean, I could harp on one or two things, but it seems like they've just got us divided against each other so that they can, you know, pick our back pockets all the time.
Yes, and I like another patriot like you, Mike, likes to describe it, other patriots describe it as the Uniparty. The Uniparty is the rhinos, like Mitt Romney and Ben Sasse of Nebraska, by the way.
You mean Obama?
I like to call him Muffins. Yeah, Muffins, Romney. And
we would have Romney Care or Obamacare. It wouldn't have mattered which one got elected. That's the point I'm getting at.
Yeah, exactly. But the Uniparty is – now, folks, this has been happening for all of our lives. Now, there are a few really discerning people out there like Don Wassel probably. He probably understood all this the moment when he was born and he opened his eyes. He probably understood this. But most of us have had to, a bit at a time, figure out, hey, we're getting jerked around. We're getting lied to. And this now Donald Trump, the greatest thing he can be credited with is causing millions of Americans to awaken to the fact that they have been, that the Uniparty, this fake opposition between Republicans like George Bush Jr. and Obama or Clinton, it's a whole thing is a fake. So you're right. The rhinos, now Donald Trump's battle now is to run off the rhinos. But now let me give you some bad news today, folks. This is, I'm trying to limit the bad news, but this was a piece of jolting, jarring bad news that came up today in my reading about what's going on in Georgia. Now, Donald Trump has endorsed for U.S. Senator from Georgia. Remember, in 2020, two U.S. Senate seats were lost to the Communist Party in Georgia. Two seats. That, without that loss, Republicans would control the Senate. Even if the election was stolen from Donald Trump, the Senate seats that were lost, that lost us the Senate. Now, why did we lose those seats? Governor Brian Kemp, Republican governor of Georgia, and Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State of Georgia, those two traitors, those two rhinos, and Donald Trump has called them traitors to their faces, those two traitors rigged the election. They agreed to let the voting machines, the drop boxes, the mail-in ballots, they agreed to all of Stacey Abrams' demands, all the Democrat wish list, and that cost us the election in Georgia, what Mike Lindell was talking about earlier in this show. But here's the bad news, folks. Brian Kemp, currently the governor of Georgia, he's running for one of those Senate seats. And he's running against David Perdue, who is who was formerly senator from Georgia. He lost his Senate seat because of that theft. He's running to get his seat back, David Perdue. But here's the horrible news, folks. Even though Donald Trump has strongly endorsed David Perdue, he went to Georgia and he pounded on Brian Kemp as a traitor. In spite of all that, now let's hope, you know, we know these polling organizations lie like a rug. So don't, you know, if you've got a poll that's saying something or other, don't necessarily go with it. But the polling in Georgia, their latest polling, is showing Brian Kemp trouncing David Perdue. David Perdue is way, like 17 points behind, way behind Brian Kemp. And this is really discouraging. I'm hoping this is not true. I'm hoping this polling is wrong. I'm hoping Donald Trump today in his rally in Nebraska, he will pound further on Brian Kemp. Because Republicans, patriots, we've got to focus, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to get serious. This our whole world is at stake. We're looking at World War III in Ukraine. We're looking at a recession that'll make the Great Recession look like a party. We're looking at the end of America. We're looking at the destruction of our people. We're looking at our replacement by an unlimited horde. There's no exaggeration in this. How many people will come across? Some people have said, commentators like Steve Bannon have said, we won't survive 3 years of this. America cannot survive 3 years of 10,000 plus people a day. And these are the worst people in the world. Donald Trump makes the point that dictators all over the world are emptying their prisons. They're emptying their prisons.
That's a million people a year if you're talking 10,000 a day, if you can do the math, you know, every 100
It's
days.
3 million. It's 3.5 million a year, 10,000 a day.
Did I say 3 million?
3.5 million.
I meant to say 3 million.
It's 3.65 million. But it's more than that. It's more than that. And Donald Trump has said that. He said, I would be more readily accept the idea that 10 million a year are being let in. But 3.5 million, and it's growing, it's accelerating. So we won't survive that. That's the end of America. That's the end of our future. And was it John Adams who said, once freedom is lost, it is never regained? It might have been John Adams. One of you geniuses out there, let me know.
Not in our lifetime. I mean,
yeah, once freedom is lost, you don't regain it. There's no record of that. You know, you're enslaved and you stay enslaved. And that was the pessimism of Eric Arthur Blair.
I think the Bible has some examples of Israel's having prosperity, and of course that's the cycle. You reach prosperity, you get complacent and corrupted, and you fall down into corruption.
Right.
So it's a cycle throughout history, but you know, I think it's possible. Canada may be attractive.
No, but see, that's part of what, no. And by the way, there's more of the bad news. The freest country on earth. Here's the good news and the bad news. The good news is America is the freest country on earth. The bad news is that America is the freest country on earth. Because, folks, we're not free. And Canada's way behind us. I when I was a boy, I entertained a fantasy that Canada was somehow, you know, an idyllic place. It's not. Canada is less free than we are. Europe is less free than we are.
If America continues to plummet, I mean, Bolivia and Canada may start to look pretty good. Or, you know, isn't there a couple of people that are not in the country that are show hosts on this network? They're off in their own enclave.
Well, there's no place. Okay, another way to put this, and I'm not going to pound on this bad news too long here. If America goes down, well, we already are down the drain. I mean, it's not like if we go down the drain. We are right now looking up. We are circling the bowl, and we are now in the drain. But if they get one more final flush, we're finished. And And the bad news is there is no, I mean, I also as a youth or as a young man, I thought, you know, the country of Mel Gibson, you know, Australia, the Australians, you know, these tough guys in Land Rovers, you know, out there wrestling alligators, you know, these are men of the outback, free men, you know, hard drinking, hard charging. Well,
no, Bruce, you're right, Bruce.
No, they're not. They're not. The Australians turned into a bunch of fools. They gave up their guns. They don't have a First Amendment. They shut their country down for COVID-1984 hard. They were willing to shut down entire cities like Melbourne if they had one single case. If they had one single reported case. And their New Zealander cousins, what's her name, Ardern, what's her name, Jessica Ardern, who was the, at one point was the youth leader of the World Socialist League, this ridiculous witch on a broomstick, they elected her to be their president or prime minister, and she shut down New Zealand so hard, they didn't have any Corona 1984, there was no reason, but the Australians and the New Zealanders just folded. No opposition. It was terrible. Canada, terrible. You know, you saw those pictures of Canadian, Royal Canadian Mounted Police marching over women, little old ladies in wheelchairs with their big Percheron horses. I mean, come on. And Europe has become a joke. So what is there? What do we have? Freedom loving people in the world. We're it. And if my point is this, what the hell is your point, Kelso? Get to it. If America goes down, that's it. And freedom lovers around the world recognize that. Like I'm going to talk about this Dr. Li Mengyan of China, who did her work in Hong Kong, which was mowed down by Red China in the last 2 years. These people who have experienced slavery, like Dr. Li Mengyan, she's in America now, and they appreciate that we're the end of the line. They appreciate that we are the light of the world. If we don't successfully fight for our freedom in America, it's going to go down. The lamp is going to be extinguished. And there's nobody somewhere else is going to relight it for us. It's going to live here.
None are so hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they're free, but on the Romney, Obama, W, you know, Clinton tag team match that we're in here, in some respects, Trump was not much different because I'm left wondering exactly what all Israel would have to do before Americans would not support it. You know, there's a saying, if you want to find who rules over you, find who it is you can't criticize, and even Obama, you find clips of Obama just praising.
Well, okay, I'm gonna disagree with you.
You can't serve two masters.
I'm gonna disagree with you on one of the most brilliant things that Donald Trump did in his 4 years is to become actually, by deed, the most popular man in Israel. He was the most popular man in Israel, still is, and he will be again. And it was a brilliant thing he did, and I'm going to explain to you why, Mike. What is the largest voting bloc in America of patriots? Forget about the losers that vote against us, but what is the largest Trump or MAGA movement voting bloc by far?
There's a division.
It's a rhetorical question.
I don't think you're right about that.
Let me make your point.
They're sitting afraid to criticize Israel, and they don't support the church.
You know,
because they're Christians, they don't concentrate on the Old Testament.
Well, hang on, it's evangelicals, and if you go into any evangelical church, you will find that what is taught there is that those who bless Israel will be blessed by God.
And they keep saying they, but there are Israel. We the Christians are Israel.
Well, that, but you see, here's the problem.
Third party.
Mike, here's the problem. You believe that, but there are several hundred million. Well, hang on. There are several hundred million Americans who will tell you the Bible says something else, and they don't believe what you just said. They don't believe.
I don't think 100 million Americans know the Bible.
Well,
not
but
even
hang on. But Mike, this is a life or death question here. So it's not a question. See, back when you and I were younger, you could have a debate, you could argue about stuff, and at the end of the day, it didn't matter all that much because we lived in a country that was pretty free, and we could disagree, but America was strong, and America was free. So much more so than today. This is different now. This is life or death. Your life, my life, the life of our descendants hang by a slender thread right now. We have to win. We must win.
That sounds like
win.
Mormons.
We must win.
Mormons say that, and they don't believe Israel's going
to...
Hang on.
Let me finish my syllogism. We must win. We must win power, real power. Donald Trump did that. He won.
I think authority is more important.
Well, hang on. Don't nitpick. See, this is not a time for nitpicking.
That's not nitpicking.
Your life,
there's a big difference.
It's when I've never been in a war, but I'm sure those who've been looking down a loaded gun, the pucker factor goes up real fast. And there is no time for talk. There's no time for discussion or caviling about anything. It's life or death. And you have seconds in which to save your life. And that's the situation we're in right now. We have to win. Now, what Donald Trump, I just want to drive this point home. Donald Trump, in becoming the most popular man in Israel, he did several things. He recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He recognized the Golan Heights as part of Israel.
You need to say state of Israel, because that's what he recognized.
You're caveling.
There's a big difference between Israelites and the Israelis.
Unfortunately, there isn't. Okay, the days of nitpicking are gone. This is life or death. Now, Donald Trump became the most popular man in Israel. When he did that, he solidly secured not the Israeli vote. Israelis don't elect the American president. By securing his popularity in Israel, Donald Trump secured the American red-blooded MAGA evangelical vote. Big
Watch
time.
Charlie Wilson's War, the movie Charlie Wilson's War with
Tom Hanks. Okay. But just listen to what I'm saying. It's too important to worry about Tom Hanks. So Donald Trump secured the evangelical vote. By doing that, you and I, we're part of smaller part of the movement, Mike. Much smaller part. We don't elect presidents. The evangelical, if you win the evangelical vote in America, you have a good shot at becoming president. If you lose that vote, you are dead meat. You are not going to win the presidency. If you divide that vote, then you have a chance. It could go either way. But the point is this, Donald Trump has secured that vote by his support of Israel. And that he must continue, and he will continue. He's not faking. He's not, as Mike Lindell just said, he's only met 10 people, 10 honest politicians in his amazing career of meeting thousands of them. Donald Trump is at the head of that class. Donald Trump means it. He actually does love Israel. He actually does love the Jewish people. And so do evangelicals. I'm sure you can find an exception, but see, that's caviling, that's nitpicking. If you're going to win the election, you got to win big. And he did. In 2020, he got 76, I believe it was, million votes, even admitted by the communists who control the election system. He won more votes than any presidential candidate in history. And, of course, Joe Biden did not win 81 million votes. So we got to come back in 2024.
The point I'm getting at is,
yes?
And you can hear it in that movie, it's about the war in Afghanistan and the fight Ronald Reagan wanted to take down the Soviet Union. So Charlie Wilson's War, there's a scene where he is laying in the bathtub and this Texas operative Joanne, who's like the fourth richest woman.
Well, hang on, don't get so detailed. Don't get lost in the
twigs. I'm really shortcutting them through a lot of details. She is trying to get him to make a deal with Israel to go into Afghanistan and shoot down these Russian helicopters, right? And he points out to her, look, I don't know how Israel's going to feel.
We're
about
all going to grow old,
deals with Muslims.
Mike,
no, we're not
off
in the woods. Wait till I finish the line here.
No, I'm not going to wait. Mike, I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to wait.
Elected.
Mike.
You must not want this out. You don't want this out. Charlie Wilson, the most decorated civilian by the intelligence community, said
make your
to
point.
Joanne,
make your point. Forget Tom
I'm
Hanks.
Making my point.
What's
I'm
your
making
point?
My point? He said, and I about fell off my couch when I saw this, he said, look, I'm not elected by voters. I'm elected by contributors. My contributors are in Hollywood, Florida, and New York. I'm elected by Jews. That's Charlie Wilson, quote.
Okay, so I'm supposed to fall out of my chair? That's a stunning revelation on which we're going to pin the future of America? I mean, in other words, all that comes down to is somebody doesn't like Jews. That's a great platform to run on. You don't like Jews, so we're going to save America with that? No, you're going to go straight to hell. America is going to be destroyed. If that's your platform, if you ran for the presidency on that platform, Mike in Kentucky, candidate for president, I'm going to badmouth the Jews, and you're going to elect me president. What are your odds there, Mike? What do you think? Snowball in hell? One in a billion? We have to win. We have to win. All these losing programs, there have been people badmouthing the Jews for the last 100 years, 50 years. What is the track record of that political program? Zero. Zero. Nothing. Now, you can afford to have a zero program when the country is secure and basically sound and doesn't the hell matter who's in office. But this is now life or death. We're talking about nuclear war in Ukraine. If somebody starts a nuclear war in Ukraine, which Joe Biden, who's not Jewish, what's the general's name? It'll come back to me in a moment. He's not Jewish. They're trying to start a nuclear war. And Israel is not a big player or factor in the Ukraine war. We're dead. When those nukes start going off, when Vladimir Putin mentioned that they're driving him into a corner. They're driving Russia to a corner. This American general just said, we want to weaken Russia. We want to wear them down. We want to destroy, kill their soldiers and use up all their ammo and munitions. Them's fighting words. That's nuclear war we're talking about. That's our lives, our children, our nation, everything. Forget all the, whether you like Jews or not. Forget all about that. Donald Trump has secured the key votes in America, and the evangelical is one of them. And there's no way around that. So let's get off of that, because I covered that point. Now, let's switch to James in Vancouver. James, what is on your mind? Sorry to get excited there.
Well, I was going to say, it looks to me like they're trying to make a Vietnam out of the Ukraine.
Yes.
You remember in Vietnam, the Russians were supporting the North, and of course, we were supporting the South. And again, we had a Cold War. There was the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. So right now, we're in a Vietnam, and we're also in the Cuban Missile Crisis. That is to say, talk of nuclear war.
And of course, in Vietnam, which was, of course, a horrible mistake, in Vietnam, it was a pure proxy war. South Vietnam.
See, that's the point.
Yeah, ostensibly, South Vietnam was fighting North Vietnam. But in fact, what was really happening was the United States was fighting Red China and Russia through their proxy, North Vietnam.
Yeah.
But if you're fighting a proxy war, if you're fighting a proxy war and you lose, You know, how bad can it go? You lose the real estate,
right.
Millions of people die, but we're not, this is now, right. these idiots, and I'm going to play a Noam Chomsky, while we're on a Jewish theme here, let's play Noam Chomsky, who is a Jew who has his head screwed on straight. He's a liberal left-wing Jew.
Right.
And guess, I'm going to break the news here to the audience, because you can only tease something so long. Noam Chomsky, many of you will be familiar with his name and his liberal left-wing credentials. He says on the tape I'm about to play, if I get to it, the only world leader who understands the importance of peace in Ukraine, and he says it nice and slowly with emphasis, Donald J. Trump. Now that's, you could see the liberal interviewer that was interviewing Chomsky just about threw up his breakfast when he heard that. And but Chomsky is telling the truth. Donald Trump is the peace president. He's the only president in our lifetimes who didn't start a war.
Right. And that's why they didn't want him to win the 2020 election, because they wanted this war. See?
Yes.
This is the whole
one of the reasons. Yeah, one of the reasons. They have, you know, exactly. Go ahead.
Rather than shoot him like they did Kennedy, they couldn't do that again. That would be too much. Everybody would wake up. So you see, this is the whole deal, right?
Yeah, and James, I am amazed that he's going to appear today in Nebraska, and he's alive and well, and they haven't poisoned him or shot him or, you know, crippled him in some way. And I'm sure, well, I'm not sure of this, but I would bet a dollar to a donut that attempts have been made on Donald Trump's life. And he is the kind of man. He is the kind of man who would keep that under a lid. He wouldn't let anybody know about that. And it's amazing. It is a miracle. We're going to go on a religious theme here. It is a miracle that Donald Trump is alive, because, as you say, he is such a threat to the commie rats who run the world that it is imperative for them to destroy him. And of course, what's the ultimate way of destroying someone? Of course, is to kill them. And so it's a miracle that he's alive. And I would add, it is a testimonial to all of you out there that have doubts about Donald Trump, or you don't like him, or he's not your cup of tea, or whatever. Think about this.
Right.
You know, put this in your pipe and smoke it. Donald Trump's life is at severe risk every second of every day for the rest of his life. Every second of the day, when he's going to fly in a plane out to Nebraska, okay? Risky. How many famous people died in planes? You know, funny how that happens, isn't it? He flies on almost a daily basis when he's really, when he hits his stride. He is going to stand in front of a crowd of 50,000 people in Nebraska today. Do you think that his security, he might have a security detail of 20 guys, which, by the way, has to be paid for mostly by himself. He has a Secret Service detail, but I'm sure it's a cut down in size. Most of his security detail, I'm sure, is his own guys. And remember, that Secret Service detail works for whom? Donald Trump or the deep state? They work for the deep state. They're the Secret Service.
Yep.
You know, like we used to assume the FBI were, you know, the FBI, you know, the lawmen, the G-men. Oh, they'll get the criminals. Right. No, they won't. They are the criminals. So they're not going to get themselves. but all you folks out there that think I'm too much of a cheerleader for Donald Trump and so on, just realize the magnificence of this man. Do you, whoever you are out there listening to my voice right now, is your life at stake right now? Are you at severe risk of being shot in the head or blown up or poisoned or coming down out of the sky in a fireball in an airplane? No, you're not. Donald Trump is. Hey, James, if you want, stay over the break. You want to stay over the break?
All right.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Okay, I'll hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Thanks for tuning us in, and we've got another half hour here together. We're warming you up for the Donald Trump rally coming up in half an hour. Well, it's going on right now. The pre-event speakers are out there, and but now let me. I've been teasing you for an hour and a half. I'm going to play for you Noam Chomsky. I didn't know his exact age. I'm looking him up here. James, are you still there?
Yeah. I'm here, partner. I'm here.
Let me play this for you. I'm going to play Noam Chomsky. Okay. I'm sure you're very familiar with the man. His full name is Avram Noam Chomsky, born on Pearl Harbor Day in 1928, December 7th. So he is now 93 years old. And I want you to listen to what this Jewish fellow says, born to Jewish immigrants in Philadelphia. He developed an early interest in anarchism from alternative bookstores in New York City. Studied at the University of Pennsylvania. By the way, that's where Donald Trump studied, at the Wharton School of Finance, best school of finance in the world, funded by Joseph Wharton, who's a cousin of mine. But the distant cousin, listen to Noam Chomsky. Here he is. Let's see. Where is he? He's coming up here. Here he is.
Well, there is fortunately one statesman in the United States and Europe who has laid out a person of a high political figure who has made a very sensible statement about how you can solve the crisis, namely by facilitating negotiations instead of undermining them, and moving towards establishing some kind of accommodation in Europe, maybe along the in which there are no military alliances. But
okay, now, and that's the beginning of his statement. Now let me go to the end, when he keeps it a mystery himself as he goes through this. Now listen to him. Noam Chomsky.
So going back to the one Western statesman, he didn't mention all of this, but he suggested something similar. Move towards negotiations and diplomacy instead of escalating the war. Try to see if you can bring about an accommodation, which would be roughly along these lines. His name is Donald J. Trump. Well, there is fortunately one statesman in the United States.
Well, so the Donald J. Trump. And so that's Noam Chomsky, a left winger, who can't, he's being honest. Part of his left wing belief system, the old school liberalism, is a peace advocate. And he recognizes nuclear war is insane. Anyway, that was interesting from Noam Chomsky. But James, I haven't given you enough time to expound on your views. Go ahead. The microphone is yours.
Well, no, Chomsky's right. For example, you remember Trump was very good at engaging the Chinese. He invited Xi Jinping to Mar-a-Lago, treated him like a king, and they got on well, and something got done. And if Donald Trump were in the presidency now, he would do the same thing with Vladimir Putin, and they would get along like very well. This is the whole point of why they did not want him to win the election, because he was good in this diplomacy with the major powers of the world, you see.
Right.
You treat your interlocutor or your adversary like a king. That's how you do it. Treat them like a king or a queen, and you'll get somewhere.
And exactly.
Then the hardliners, you see, Putin has his hardliners to deal with. Like every regime, every country's got the hardliners, you see. And this is the problem there, you see. So they're pushing Putin. And he warned everybody even back before 2014. He said, do you know what you're doing? By doing what you're doing with Ukraine, NATO, and this advance on the Russian border, he said, do you know what you're doing?
Right. And, let me add something to interject something to what you just said, James, and that is this.
Yeah.
We don't know. You know, the public in America doesn't know this because we have our speech is controlled and we don't have sources of information.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. And you mentioned that Vladimir Putin, he has his own balancing act to in Russia, of course, obviously.
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin has been a man of restraint since 2014, when the Zelensky zealots the crazy whack job, and these are the people that Putin calls the Nazis, the neo-Nazis in Ukraine.
Right.
Since those whack jobs, the Azov battalion or brigade, they have been slaughtering ethnic Russians in Ukraine for 8 years,
yeah,
since 2014. Now, I assumed that during those 8 years, Putin and the Russians must have been arming. So the ethnic Russians in eastern Ukraine, which is called the Donbass and Crimea,
yeah,
they want to be independent. They want autonomy, at least autonomy within Ukraine, so that they can govern themselves, which is a basic American principle. That's fundamental to, it's why we, in 1776, we had a Declaration of Independence, because in the course of human events, it became necessary to separate ourselves after a long train of abuses. And that's what the Donbass and Crimea, that's what that's all about. I assumed that Vladimir Putin must be supplying arms to those ethnic Russians, helping them out, sending Russian forces in there, and so on, et cetera. No, Vladimir Putin has been a voice of reason and moderation and restraint. He hasn't helped those people. Those independence separatists in the Donbass, Donetsk, Luhansk, and Crimea have been on their own, and they've been manufacturing their own weapons, capturing weapons from the Ukrainian army, and fighting on their own. And it's been a war of a slaughter. At least 14,000 of these ethnic Russians murdered by these crazies of the Azov battalion. Now, and yeah, murderously tortured, you know, in every unimaginable way. These are animals. These are like MS-13 that Donald Trump talks about. Well, what they did was Putin, finally, he couldn't take it anymore. You had the Madeleine Albrights and the State Department, Hillary Clinton's arming Ukraine, wanting Ukraine to have nuclear weapons, wanting them to be a member of NATO and the EU. They overthrew the democratically elected president of Ukraine in 2014. They were goading, poking the eye of the bear with Putin, thinking they could get away with it, and also thinking that it would cause a war. They want war. These are evil people. They relish war. They live. Remember what Hillary Clinton said when Gaddafi, the leader of Libya, he was an autocrat. He was a dictator. Of course, almost all leaders of almost all countries in the world are dictators, almost all of them. And guess what? Surprise, boys and girls. Almost all leaders of all countries for all of time have been dictators. And guess what? When you and I are pushing up daisies, they still will be. So don't get all your panties in a twist about the fact that somebody's a dictator. But so Gaddafi was the dictator of Libya. But you know what? Gaddafi was the guy who was deliberately aiding Europe by stopping sub-Saharan Africa from swarming across Libya and across the Mediterranean into France, Italy, and the rest of the EU. Gaddafi was our friend. And remember what Hillary Clinton said about Gaddafi when she was a Secretary of State, James?
Yeah.
She said she was being interviewed about what happened to Gaddafi. Yeah, what happened to Gaddafi is that the U.S. State Department and George Soros and the colored revolutions, they fomented an uprising, a murderous uprising in Libya to overthrow Gaddafi. Gaddafi was dragged through the street. He was skewered. He was tortured. His entrails were ripped out. You know, you can see it on video. Okay. So Hillary Clinton thought that was really funny. And when she was asked about it by one of her girlfriends on national TV, here was her summary. She giggled and she said, was it Julius Caesar who said, Veni, Vidi, Vici? Okay. she said, we came, we saw, he died. You know, great, Hillary. Yeah. We came, we saw, he died. And then she laughed hilariously.
And she laughed like a hyena.
Like a hyena. These people are sick.
Right.
She loved the idea of the horrible death of Muammar Gaddafi. And so if Putin watched that.
If you were a Libyan citizen when Gaddafi was in power in Libya,
when you filled up your Mercedes-Benz with gasoline, you didn't have to pay for it. It was free.
Yeah, and so was your college education.
It was free. People in America should know that now, because they're going to be paying $10 a gallon for gas soon. But if you were a Libyan citizen, you got your gas for free. See?
Yeah. Libya was a pretty good place. It was a pretty decent place to live.
Libya has the sweetest crude in the whole world. It's virtually no sulfur in it at all. That's another thing. It'll fit into any kind of processor without any adjustment at all, because there's no sulfur. Therefore, there's no sulfuric acid coming off. That's another thing that people don't know about Libyan oil. Everybody wants it.
Yeah, and now, of course, Libya is a complete hellhole, and and every other nation that these warmongers see. These people, we've talked about this on this show, folks, is that this is a fight between to the death, and our lives are at stake now. No joking around now. There's no intermission on this. This is a fight between good and evil, and they want to kill all of us, and they know it too. They know this is a showdown. They've shown their hand. They realize this is the bottom of the ninth inning, and so they're putting it all out there. They're going for broke. And they, sadly, they do control our Senate, our House, our presidency. The Supreme Court has turned into a big disappointment. What the hell? What is Kavanaugh smoking? And what is Barrett smoking? But thank goodness we've got Clarence Thomas. He's a real patriot. You want to study good votes on the Supreme Court. You want to the justice who would most please George Washington and Thomas Jefferson is Clarence Thomas, and whose writings would be most indistinguishable from those of Thomas Jefferson or John Adams. So anyway, we've got that. Now, James, any other pearls of wisdom from you?
I'm kind of an optimist at this point. I believe that there will be some kind of pushback. What's pushback? Everybody says pushback, but rejection or what's the word people use? Resistance. Thank you. There'll be a resistance to escalation here. I think I'm hoping that people will realize that it's a ridiculous mess what they're doing in the Ukraine, and that there will be resistance inside of the conflict, you see. Because fighting a war is not an easy thing to do. My grandfather fought World War I. He was an officer in the cavalry, in the Austrian army, okay? And he didn't have a lance. They had machine guns on the horses, mounted machine guns, and they rode into camps, right, commando style. And he did 4 years of that kind of fighting. And I'm hoping that the warriors involved will say, maybe this isn't such a good idea after all. So that's my hope.
Yeah, and of course, fighting with Austria, he may have been fighting Russian armies under the Tsar.
He was fighting Russians and Italians, both.
Yeah, and of course, that's something to think about.
Fronts.
Yeah, the Russian people, folks, we think we know something about war. We lost 400,000 soldiers in World War II.
Yeah.
The Russian people lost, I think, more than 12 million. Some huge number, like 12 million. They had huge numbers in World War I. They had big wars before that, the Crimean War. The Russians know war in a way we don't. And they know, as just as you said, James, they know how awful war is. And also, the wars that the Russians have fought have been in their front yard. All of our wars are, like the George Bush type wars, like when he got on the aircraft carrier, the Abraham Lincoln, and he put the big banner up on the tower there on the deck, mission accomplished. And then George Bush had himself landed on the deck of the Abraham Lincoln just showboat style. And he got out of the cockpit of the two-seater. Obviously, he didn't do any flying, but he got out of it. He was in a flight suit with a, like with a cod piece thing that pilots wear. So he looks like totally like a stud as he gets out of the airplane. Like, what a clown. What a joke. And then he gets in front of the assembled crew. And by the way, you know, another little gem about that thing. It's just an anecdote. Maybe I can share this with the audience. Do you realize, folks, that the 5,000 man and I guess some women at the time crew of the Abraham Lincoln was circling offshore? They were scheduled to come in on shore leave. You know, all those sailors had been in probably like a 6-month deployment. They circled the aircraft carrier right over the horizon, just waiting for George Bush to make his jockstrap appearance. You know, we're out of time. James, it's always an honor to have you on the show. You're a smarter man than I am. Thank you very much. And folks.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks kindly. Okay,
thank
we'll
you.
See you then.
Oh, you know what?
I
think we might have one more segment but we'll see. We'll see you next time,
American
James.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than unite in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
Well, there's a clear blue sky in Greenwood, Nebraska right now. It's beautiful there in Nebraska. And that's where my mom and dad grew up and got married and decided to bring little me into the world. So I owe it all to Nebraska. And the Mike Lindell is standing there right now under that clear blue sky. And he's just said an interesting thing here. He said, if Donald Trump asked me to be on a ticket with him as VP, he said, God willing, I'll do it in a heartbeat. And then very interesting man. He grew his business in 6 months from nothing to thousands of employees, made $100 million in 6 months, and something like that. And he's dedicated himself. You listen to him. This is Mike Lindell talking right now. This is live.
About God, Trump, you know,
yeah. I'll say this. When we went and visit your plant in Minnesota, we had the little tote bags, the little MyPillow tote bags. Well, my youngest son used that as a kind of a book carrier to school. Right. He even got kind of ridiculed for having a MyPillow a shopping bag. You know, that's all they demonized.
But that's all changed now because I broke on through, you know.
Yeah, you broke through.
Now, even the Democrats, I'm telling you guys, I can't go anywhere. Democrats are pouring over to the Common Sense Party. That's what I call the American First candidates. The American First candidates. I'm not, you know, and they're also pouring over to having to be a one nation under God again.
Yeah.
And, the people are coming back to Jesus like you've never seen.
What did you think about Jack Brewer's speech right here? A lot of faith.
He's amazing. The guy next to you, he's the best pastor I've ever heard of. Anyway, he ain't a pastor.
He's not a pastor. He's a football player. Yeah. And of course,
okay, so that's going on right now. Donald Trump is scheduled to begin speaking in 5 minutes, and I'm scheduled to shut up. Stop applauding, you people out there. And we'll take it from there. There's usually a delay. You know, there's an awful lot to bringing Donald Trump up on a stage, a lot of security, a lot of precautions, and so on. So things rarely start on the dot. But anyway, that's coming up, and we'll talk about that next week. There is another rally coming up next week, and I forgot where it is. Where is that rally next week? Let me go to my final point here on today's show. I'll go to DonaldJTrump.com, and I'll look at under the, that's his website. I'll click the button events, and under events, his next rally Greensboro. It's funny, this is Greenwood, Nebraska. I thought I was seeing double. It's in Greensburg, Pennsylvania next week. Hey, Don Wassel, maybe you can get to that. Greensburg, Pennsylvania. It will be next Friday. So we'll be covering that in our Sunday show next weekend. The Pennsylvania MAGA rally. Hey, thank you, everybody. Everybody that called, I appreciated everything everybody said. Lots of good points. And we'll see you once again here in the Trump Clubhouse next weekend. So long.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.